Please be seated. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. And on their way, they entered the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But the Samaritans did not receive him, because he was a strong Jew, his face was set towards Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. And then they went to another village. We here in Canada are in a place where we are a very divergent country. We have things that draw us together, but we're multicultural, multi-ethnic, multilingual, and more of the languages and the ethnicities that were in the past quiet, were always there but quiet, are now coming to the fore and making their voices felt. And sometimes we find ourselves feeling in friction with that. And we have to have guidance. What is our guidance as we respond to the various forces and pressures that come to us in Canada today? And for me, I'm always guided by my Christian principles. I am guided by the Scripture. And I'm guided by my understanding of the Scripture as containing words of wisdom that people have distilled over the generations that have come from God. That individuals have understood things, and this wisdom has been proclaimed in first an oral tradition and then later written down, and we receive it. We receive the wisdom of the example of Jesus Christ. We receive the example and writings of Paul. Those are our two primary sources, for me at least, of inspiration. And then lastly, the inspiration from the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament. In these scriptural foundations of my faith, which guides my life, which guides my ministry, which guides my actions towards others, I find that Jesus is always saying, "I have a vision, I have values, and this is what I'm doing." In this gospel which we read today, Jesus knew he was going to Jerusalem. Nothing was going to distract them from that. But he also always had a value of inclusion, understanding differences and respecting differences. The Samaritans. Most of us may know this, but the Samaritans looked like Jews. They looked like Jews, they acted like Jews, but there was a split in Israel and Judah between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And the southern kingdom, which had Jerusalem in it, was on the ascendancy. It was seen to be the supreme. It was sort of like the America of its day. And then there was the northern kingdom, the Samaritans, that looked like the southern kingdom, except it didn't keep Jerusalem as their primary holy city. They went to Mount Horeb. And the Samaritans were despised by the people of Judah, the Judeans, who were the southern kingdom Jews, because they didn't respect the temple as being central to their faith. Mount Horeb was central. And the southern Jews had a practice of being very careful to keep everything clean. In fact, before you went into temple to worship, you had to go and have a bath. And so they had baths at every entrance to the temple. And the only way in was to bath and then go in. Males and females. Everybody bathed. and everything was about cleanliness. But the Samaritans, while they had a similar respect for Moses, they had a similar respect for the law, the prophets and the writings, they didn't practice the same. They didn't worry about washing their hands. They would go and worship without having a bath. They didn't keep all the pots clean. They really weren't like Leviticus on steroids. And so there was a lot of enmity between the two groups. But even though they had the same core. And so some of the Jews who were following the temple tradition, the southern tradition, when the Samaritans were really not in line with what they thought was good, being they were still Samaritans, the southerners wanted to have Jesus come and wipe them out. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. They just went on somewhere else. And we know the story of the Good Samaritan. And this is what everybody thought the Samaritan was dirty and crude. And here was the Samaritan who was the most upstanding person. And oftentimes Jesus, most of the time Jesus, was always saying, you southerners who think you've got it all together, you're not as good as the lepers, you're not as good as the tax collectors, you're not as good as the Samaritans. Get over yourselves and learn your values. We, as a country, have to have more of that attitude of Jesus. To be accepting of diversity, to be accepting of love, and to love difference as well as loving sameness. Because we are called to be, as Jesus called his disciples, to be a people of love. And we are called to be people of love. Even when it's challenging. And I think on this Canada Day weekend, and as we go into the election cycle, which will be very divisive, we have to remember that people who we might even disagree with, we have more in common with than we have divisiveness from. We are called to be a people of Canadians together and to respect one another and not to call down one another. And if one group is making divisive comments about somebody else, try to remember that we are called to be a country together. And there's more that unites us than separates us. And to take with suspicion why people are calling one another down. And if appropriate, challenge it. There's nothing wrong with challenging stupidity. And so as we go into Canada Day tomorrow and the celebrations, and as we think about our own faith as Christians, I want us to think about Jesus. How Jesus accepted diversity, but always had a vision of what he was about. And that same kind of teaching followed up by Paul. For Paul was always about love one another. We have to, through love, become slaves, which means serving one another as a people. So I invite you to accept the stranger as well as the old timer, for we're all walking together as Canadians. I believe this is how we express our foundation, our Christian foundation in this secular world, through our actions, through our love, and through our receiving. And that doesn't mean that if something is obviously wrong, you don't challenge it. Of course, you challenge it. But we are called to be a people together under God, working to maintain the gifts that we have received in this country. In some ways, I know I'm speaking to the choir, but I want you to be animated, to be reaffirmed in the sense that we are people of the land joined together through the love of God. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.